Oh man, that
yeah,
is
her fans, man. Great. They're rabid, and they would sit yeah. in the lobby the whole show until she would come out and sing with us, and then they'd all pour in and watch mm-hmm. her, and then leave again. It was wow. really something else.
Yeah, one of the last times that I saw Farron was at a room that you guys certainly have been on that stage, and now sadly it's gone. The Bottom Line here in New York City.
Yeah.
Though good news is, Alan Pepper is. Not at all at the point of saying it's over, and
okay.
has actually found a room that that he's very interested in.
Good,
so it
good.
Could be opening again, and you'll be on that stage again, which would be great. But there was a night that you did there when Joan Baez was there, and that live record "Ring Them Bells" was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do "Don't Think Twice" with her?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
beautiful. You have some fond memories of that legendary room that was there for like 30 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, not only playing there, but hearing people play there.
Yeah.
The Roaches.
Yeah, Jane Sibbery.
Jane Sibbery.
Yeah.
I mean, Joan.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to so many shows there, it's hard to remember them all.
When you did the show, when you did the song there with Joan Baez for that record, had you guys hung before? And the reason I'm asking is
yeah.
because for a live performance, and I like live stuff, but that one, to my ears anyway, for harmony and roundness and completeness, is especially sort of perfect for a live moment, you know?
Mm.
That was pulled off so beautifully. You had worked with her before that.
Yeah, we
time.
Knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we were friends and had...
Did some touring together.
It was before the Four Voices, or was it after the Four Voices?
I think that was after the
we
Four
We had done
Voices.
A thing with Mary Chapin Carpenter and Joan mm-hmm. Baez and us, and worked out a bunch of songs in four-part and did a few benefits and shows with that, and... And we were friends with Joan. She had toured with us early on in our career and, you know, really mentored us.
Yeah, yeah. Most people that I know, from anybody from you to Steve Earle, it's like it's not lost on them the significance of being with her for a lot of reasons that go beyond music, you know?
Yeah,
we call her our matriarch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She's cool. She's a wise ass, too.
She is a wise ass.
Yeah, she's got a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm.